BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Russia and China have vetoed an attempt at the United Nations to impose sanctions on the Syrian government. The US and its Western partners on the Security Council had wanted to punish Damascus over its alleged use of chemical weapons in attacks on rebel-held areas. North Korea has said it's never produced, stockpiled or used chemical weapons. The claim, made at a conference on disarmament in Geneva, comes after the half-brother of the North Korean leader was killed in Malaysia by a nerve agent called VX. Two women from Indonesia and Vietnam will be charged with his murder. President Trump has blamed his predecessor Barack Obama for a wave of protests against Republican Party lawmakers and recent security leaks. Speaking to the Fox News network, Mr. Trump said demonstrations and leaks by Obama loyalists would probably continue, but that was politics. A gunshot has been fired accidentally during a speech by the French President François Hollande at the inauguration of a high-speed railway line in the town of Villonon. A sharpshooter on a roof around 100 metres from where the President was speaking accidentally fired his weapon as he shifted position. Two people there were lightly injured in the leg. Two German policemen have been killed during an attempt to stop a speeding car driven by a suspect who had allegedly just killed his 79-year-old grandmother. The driver later crashed and was arrested as he fled on foot. Water supplies have been restored in most of the Chilean capital Santiago after floods and landslides contaminated a major river which provides most of the city's drinking water. The water company said it might take some time to refill the city's 15,000 kilometres of water pipes. And an American nursery teacher has spoken of her delight in being able to save a 5-year-old pupil's life by providing the child with one of her own kidneys. Beth Batista told the BBC that she'd heard about the girl's condition after her mother shared a Facebook post about the girl's plight. She'd been diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disorder that requires 12 hours of dialysis a day. BBC News.